After we had talked for a while, Miss Havisham sent us out to walk in the garden. As we drew near the corner where Herbert and I had fought, Estella stopped and said, "I must have been a Lestrange." As we drew near the corner where Herbert and I had fought, Estella stopped and said, "I must have been a strange little creature to hide and see the fight that day. But I did, you know, and I enjoyed it very much."
"You rewarded me very much," I answered.
"Did I?"
she replied, without looking at me.
"I remember that I thought very little of Herbert.
He and I are great friends now," I told her.
"Do you remember how you made me cry?"
"Yes, and that's because I have no heart. However, I shall not be cruel today. Give me your arm, and let us be kind to each other." We walked round and round the ruined garden, and in my eyes the place had suddenly grown beautiful, because of the lovely girl at my side. I was sure at that moment that Miss Havisham had chosen us for one another, and I was filled with a great happiness. When we went back into the house, I heard with surprise that my guardian had come down to see Miss Havisham on business, and would be coming back to dinner. The time so melted away that our early dinner hour drew close. My guardian arrived, and Estella went off to change her dress. Mr. Jaggers and I left Miss Havisham in her room and went down the dark stairs together. He asked me how often I had seen Miss Havisham eat and drink. I considered and said, "Never."
"And you never will, Pip," he replied. "She has never allowed herself to be seen doing either since she lived this strange life of hers. She wanders about in the night, and then lays hand on such food as she wants."
This brought us to the dinner table, where we were soon joined by Estella. Miss Havisham had put some of her most beautiful jewels in Estella's hair, and I saw even my guardian look at her from under his thick eyebrows and raise them a little from time to time. After dinner we went back to Miss Havisham's room, and the four of us played cards. At 9 o'clock, when I left, it was arranged that when Estella came to London, I should meet her at the coach. And then I said goodbye and touched her hand and left her.